quite remember, but yeah, definitely check that out.
Yeah, Jason King catching up with Terry Black, Baylor legend, reflects on Baylor and Bliss and dunking on Kansas. There's a great still photo of him in that huge win. And then also, Brian Etheridge just put this up. This is fantastic. In the premium site, it's Baylor's grad transfer market, biggest needs and talents. And they are looking, no question, from a defensive lineman from Youngstown State to a linebacker from Arkansas State to an offensive lineman from Akron, among others as well, on Sikkim365.com. Chris Lemley contacted me immediately after the show was pretty much announced about kind of like American Patriots and where they have been, Baylor alums, and whether it's been Angola, Guatemala, wherever it might, Korea. We've got some of those stories we're going to share. Chris Lemley joins us now on Sikkim 365 Radio. Chris, thank you for continuing to be patient with me, but making sure I didn't forget this. Now, you are blue and gold. You're green and gold. Good God, I'd like UCLA. Your parents are alums. You're married to a Baylor girl. You've hosted tailgates for 12 years. So when you have been overseas, how difficult and what are some of the stories of you being connected to Baylor?
Yeah, hey, first, thanks for having me on and thanks for staying in the Waco area. I'm so pumped that you guys are on with Sikkim 365. But when we were living overseas, we were committed to being in Guatemala and Quetzaltenango, Guatemala for a couple years, but we couldn't leave the Baylor stuff at home. So that's something that you take with you, and it was something that we ended up bringing to our friends in Guatemala and kind of infecting them. But I think that sports is inherently tribal, right? You have your tribe that you associate with. And when you're in a different country, you kind of have to expand that tribe because there aren't other competitors necessarily. And there are very few people who know about American football and care about it. And so I just thought that this would be a good time to talk a little bit about that. I can talk about a couple different stories about different things that we came in touch with. But yeah, tell me what you guys would like to hear.
All right, I want to know though, Saturday afternoon in Guatemala, when you know Baylor in Texas is on, how do you set that up? How do you, you know, what's the cable like? What's the streaming? What do you do to be able to watch Baylor in Guatemala?
Man, we were really lucky that I had a good friend, another Baylor guy, in Dallas, who said, you know, you're going to be gone for a couple of years. I want to make sure that you stay in touch with Baylor sports. And so my in-laws bought me a sling box, and we put that sling box at his house, and I just pirated his cable for 3 years from Guatemala. And so funny story. His parents every once in a while come over and stay in that guest bedroom, and I would be in the middle of watching a game, and then the channel flips to Gunsmoke or something. And I have to call my buddy. I'm like, hey man, we gotta fix this right now. And he's like, I got you. Give me a second. We'll make it happen. So those were kind of the mechanics of getting it on then. But again, we love to tailgate. Tailgating is not a phenomenon in Guatemala. And so, that was a good way to make friends. Was I built a smoker, and they still have cows, and so you can get a cow and get some brisket meat and put it on there. And that was a revelation for a lot of Guatemalans, was having some smoked brisket for the first time. And football was kind of secondary for them. The food was the draw, but I think they kind of figured out, hey, this is a fun thing to do.
I'm just imagining Chris Callahan lining up for the game-winning kick against TCU, and all of a sudden the channel flips and there's Cowboys and Indians on TV.
So he's lining up for that kick, and me and my wife are sitting in our apartment. We actually didn't do a party that day, and we were sitting in our apartment ready for this thing to happen because we are losing our mind. And that kick goes through, and we start jumping up and down. And Guatemala has fairly active tectonic activity still. And our neighbor came over and says, is there an earthquake? And I said, in Waco, Texas, baby.
Oh, there's an earthquake right now. That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. What is the, I guess, common sort of knowledge about college football amongst Guatemalans? I mean, is that a sport that you kind of have to start from scratch and kind of explaining why this is different from maybe NFL football that they've seen? Is there a grasp or enough people there to really be able to have legit conversations, or is it more teaching on that side of things?
Yeah, absolutely not. No familiarity whatsoever. And college sports are not really a thing most places around the world, but certainly not in Guatemala. And so explaining to people that these guys are, they're like a step down from professional football players, but here's why it's still fun. Here's the culture around it. You kind of relate a lot of things to soccer because they kind of get that. And eventually, we ended up with some guys that had still stay in touch with some friends from Guatemala who, they became Baylor fans and they blow up the WhatsApp, during games and recruiting period. And they want to know.
How did you get to the first game played at McLean Stadium from Guatemala?
Well, so, we were, you know, I'm a teacher and I was teaching at a school there. And so that's kind of the middle of the school year. And generally it is not, not a good thing for your teacher to leave in the middle of the year. But, I made it clear to the director of my school that, this was not to be missed. This was an event that was not to be missed. And so, we drove 4 hours. We lived in kind of the highlands of Guatemala up in the mountains. So it took about 4 hours to get from where we were to the airport and then, waited around at the airport a little bit, made our flight. Up to Dallas, drove down to Waco, and we were in Waco for the evening beforehand, a little tailgate beforehand. We were there for the game. As soon as the game was finished, we had to get back on our flight and head back, and we did the calculations afterward and determined that we were in Waco for less time than we were traveling during that experience. But we said, man, this is a new era in Baylor football, and we're not going to miss it.
What was your class like that next day?
So all of my kids kept on saying, but Mr. Remy, why are you going for one football game? Like this is completely unfamiliar to them. But eventually I think that they kind of started to realize this is something that for a lot of Americans, but especially for me, really mattered.
What has living around the world just taught you about people? You know, we get into our own little boxes of being Americans or being English or whatever our boxes may be that we put ourselves into, but to get a scope of people globally and what people are like around the world, what's that been like and how has that molded you as a person?
Well, I think that college football is actually, it's a good metaphor. It's a good analog for, the kind of friendships that you end up building, in an international setting, because, I think the vast majority of Baylor fans, we come from kind of different places, in the state, around the world. We have different political views, religious views, all of this kind of stuff, but like, as long as there's a guy wearing a gold, well, not gold hats anymore, but, you know, green and gold, then we are for that guy, you know? And, I think that in international setting, a lot of times you have to struggle to make connections with, people who don't share the same kind of culture and background as you do. But sports has always been something that I was able to relate to people from other countries, with. And so, I always, whatever country I've lived in, I've always tried to get into the sports because that's something that I can relate to, and it was fun to be able to bring that to my friends, especially in Guatemala, to be able to share that with them. Hey, this is something that I love, and I think you guys would enjoy it too once you understand it.
We'll hear from John Machota, the Athletic, on the Cowboys in a minute, Paul. I know we have to take a break. You in 2013, was this the Bryce Petty slip, Paul? In 2013, was that the one where you
Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Could you do this quickly, Chris? Yeah. Tell the story of how you watched that game.
So normally we were streaming things in the city where we live. But this was going to be a big game. This was going to be Baylor's first time on game day. And so we knew that this was one that we wanted to kind of make a bigger deal. So my wife and I reserved a spot in Antigua, which is the kind of nice touristy city a couple hours away, and we got on one of the Guatemalan buses. They call them chicken buses because a lot of people bring chickens. I happened to be sitting next to a goat on that bus ride, and so for 2 hours down to Antigua, I'm sitting next to a goat, and I'm thinking this better be worth it. We get to the hotel, and they said, "Hey, guess what? We have, you know, we've upgraded your room." And I said, "Yes, this thing is worth it." So we get up to this room, and it's palatial, beautiful. But they had told us that they would have ESPN on. Baylor was going to be the game on, so we felt good about that. We get up, and we get up there, and no cable. And so we're kind of in a panic, and we like fly into this little cantina. They have a Sky Sports account, and so we're like, "Okay, all right, everything's working out. We're good." We order some beer, some food. We're thinking like, this is it. Like all of this time has led up to Baylor being propelled into the national title conversation. And unfortunately it was not to be.
Yeah. That was, we were at that game and that was,
you two were, I was at a flat tire on the side of the road.
I know.
I'm not going
to
let you forget that.
I would rather have had the flat tire than the drive we made to Stillwater and back in the icy conditions. But we had just covered a midway playoff game. Hey man, Chris, this is your idea and we have plenty of others. We'll keep pumping that on the site. Okay. Sikkim365.com on the, expatriates and what you guys have done, whether it's been medical or oil or, you know, education, whatever, and in many other cases, just mission trips. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I love hearing other folks' stories, so I hope other people jump on.
I have had two others that have come in. If you want to email me, you can. Smokey, SMOAKYHSFB for high school football at gmail.com, or you can contact me on Twitter or the chat room on Sikkim365.com or, you know, on the text line at 254-339-1122. This is